Voters in Michigan are fired up about their candidate. Democrats ready to turn out by the thousands for their guy. Rick Santorum? Are the Dems running their own Operation Chaos? It's Tuesday, February 21st, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry is out today. It's being called Operation Hilarity. Dems are hoping to get out the Santorum vote in four states that have open primaries. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Also, could a young, untested African-American athlete get the same love as Jeremy Lin? And should impersonating a war hero be protected by the First Amendment? That's what you're talking about.
My name is Martin, and I'm from Mustang, Oklahoma. I believe that fraud and lying are not a part of the First Amendment, but I believe in today's society, integrity is not an important issue either.
Martin, you are a little jaded there. We want to get your thoughts as well. You can talk about the Stolen Valor Act as it goes before the Supreme Court this week at 8778-MY-TAKE. First, though, let's check in on our headlines. Finance ministers from the Eurozone have approved a second bailout to save Greece from bankruptcy after 13 hours of negotiations, mostly hinging on how much of Greece's debt will be reduced. EU leaders agreed to a massive $172 billion bailout package. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, says the deal allows Greece to get a hold of its finances.
With good and solid and rigorous implementation, checked on a regular basis by the various partners associated with the program, it can get back on track.
Under the terms of the agreement, Greek bondholders will take nearly 54% loss on face value. That's the equivalent of a 75% loss overall. Greece, for its part, will enact strict new austerity measures, including cuts of $396 million to its military and national defense. Prime Minister Lucas Papademos calls the deal a, quote, historic decision. Activists in the Syrian city of Homs say at least a dozen people have been killed in the latest round of clashes with government police. Correspondent Jim Muir of our partner, the BBC, is in neighboring Lebanon and filed this report from Beirut.
In the last couple of hours, the shelling of the Baba Amr quarter of Homs, not the whole city, has been relentless. It's just a little bit quieter right now, but I'll play you the sounds that we're hearing. So you can see the intensity of it. I mean, just every few seconds, an explosion. And this is a heavily built-up area with quite a lot of civilians still left there.
Violence also stretched down to the capital of Damascus, where security forces were said to have opened fire on demonstrators, wounding four of them. The International Committee of the Red Cross is trying to negotiate a halt in the fighting in order to bring in some aid. Iran says UN inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency will not be allowed access to its nuclear facilities. The country's foreign ministry says the team will hold talks with Iranian officials, but nothing more. It's the second visit to Tehran from the IAEA in less than a month. A week before primaries in Arizona and Michigan, and campaign attacks are heating up between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. Speaking in suburban Cincinnati, the former Massachusetts governor says Santorum did little to rein in federal spending.
One of the people I'm running against, Senator Santorum, goes to Washington, calls himself a budget hawk. Then after he's been there a while, he says he's no longer a budget hawk. Well, I am a budget hawk. I don't want to spend more money than we take in.
Should be said, though, that numerous fact-check organizations say that claim is baseless. All four Republican candidates meet for a debate tomorrow night in Arizona. Let's check the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up, though, on Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,949. The S&P at 1,361. The Nasdaq will open at 29.51. Well, since we're talking about open primaries, especially the one coming up in Michigan, we wanted to tell you about this new effort. A group of Democrats are planning to take advantage of the open primary system. They're going to vote for Rick Santorum, not because they like his politics, but because they think he can't win the general election. What do you think? Is that fair political play? Why or why not? 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org, and we'll talk more in a moment.